Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you there with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've been building that body of work there for over 13 years, and it includes all the deposits that our Brain Trust members have made with us over those years, and we hope you'll check that out. It's all free. Just use it to your advantage, including the body of work that Cliff Inico has deposited with us over the years. He's helped us out an awful lot. Cliff is a lawyer who specializes in small business issues, and he's written a number of books on the topic. Cliff, we're talking about where do people go when they're downsized, when they get downsized, like you and I were back in the 80s. And one of the things you mentioned in the previous segment was about franchising. Franchising is a great way for some people. It's not for everybody. See, I wouldn't be a good franchisor, Cliff, because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm too opinionated.
You are too creative, and you absolutely can be too entrepreneurial for a franchise. That can happen. But let's talk a little bit.
But my point is, you need to know that before you even spend any time looking at a franchise, because I'm telling you, if you are too creative, if you're too opinionated, if you think you have a better way, if you think your way is a better way than this other person's, which I have a tendency to believe for myself, and often am right, Cliff, not always, but often am right, then save yourself a lot of time. Don't consider the franchise angle, because they're going to take it away from you.
Well, they are. And let's talk about, you know, when you don't have money and you're thinking about buying
that's
a franchise.
That's the big problem right now. No
that
money,
is the
no
big
credit
problem
for
right
a lot
now.
Of people.
And there's two things you got to buy into. First of all, you're not going to be able to buy an established, successful franchise like a Burger King or a Wendy's. These people want $250,000 just to talk to you. You don't have
right,
that kind of money.
Right.
You're going to be looking at an early stage.
Well, a successful going concern is going to be a lot more than that.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen is you're going to end up buying a franchise that's just getting off the ground, that's just starting up. Maybe it's only got a dozen units on the ground. You're the first franchisee.
Now, when you say, you're talking about from a small franchisor.
Correct.
They're launching that brand and getting it off the ground. Okay, go ahead.
And they're getting their act together. And the good news is they only charge you like $10,000, $20,000 for the upfront franchise fee, including training, which is a fee that most downsized people could afford. The bad news is, though, you're not getting the experience, and you're also not getting the assurance that this thing is going to go anywhere. They may not make it. They're taking the same risk that you're taking. You're taking a much bigger risk going with these guys. My advice to people in that situation is, first of all, get some professional advisors, get an accountant and a lawyer who are business savvy, who can look at this stuff, not just from a legal angle, but who can also size up, you know, where is this industry going? I'll give you an example. I just worked with a guy who bought into a training type of franchise. I won't be more specific than that. This was a franchise that trained you in a very specific skill. And I don't know about you, but I'm doing a lot fewer live classes these days. I'm doing a lot of online classes and webinars. And one of my questions for this franchise was, you know, where are you going with this? You know, you're still sending people into live classrooms, listening to a guy lecture for 2 or 3 hours. That is not going to be the paradigm in 10 years. What are you doing to go online, and how are you going to be involving your franchisees in the online classes?
Right.
And this franchise just did not have a clue. They did not have an answer for me. They hadn't even thought about it.
And see,
and
that's, that last part is the bad part. If they
that's
said
the bad part,
if they
exactly.
said yes, we agree with you, and we're moving in that direction. That's a good answer.
That's
but
a
if,
good
but
answer.
If they don't have a clue, then you know those are the guys that don't make it.
That's exactly right. And I told this guy not to go forward with the franchise because I just didn't feel comfortable that they were going to be around in 5-10 years. It's just not going to happen. You got to be wary of things like that. You know, with bigger established franchises, you don't have to worry about that as much because they can throw billions of dollars into changing their model and doing stuff like that. But the little guys can't do it. They're just like you in many respects.
Right.
So that's one thing. The other thing you're going to have to think about, and this is something I'll admit I've got mixed feelings about. You and I have talked about it before. But there is a way that you can tap into your 401k, your IRA, or some other retirement account that you have and to find the funds to buy the franchise and pay the upfront fees. There are a number of companies that help you with this. The technical name for them, the IRS calls these rollovers as business startups.
Right.
Rollovers, as one word, as business startups, or ROBS for short, R-O-B-S.
Are they only for startups? I think I know a person who used this mechanism to buy a business, an existing business.
Yeah, you can use it for any purpose at all.
Yeah.
But they are legal, but as you can tell, the IRS does not like them. I mean, anytime the Treasury gives something a name, ROBS, you know they don't like it. Okay? So I don't know how long these things are going to be around. They're kind of a loophole in the tax laws, but they are legal. But do not do it yourself. There's a very specific way these things have to be done,
right.
And there are a number of companies. There's one called Benetrends, for example. There's one called Guidant Financial. There's another one called, for franchises specifically, there's one called FranFund, F-R-A-N-F-U-N-D.
So these are companies that for a fee will help you navigate the paperwork and all the details to keep you legal and straight with the government to transfer retirement funds to a business.
To a startup business that you operate. That's exactly right. So my advice would be don't do it without the help of one of these companies, but consider it. It is an option. It is legal, although as somebody famous once said, to say that something is legal is to say the least good thing about that something. you're putting your retirement money into an early stage franchise
right.
that may or may not get off the ground. Just make sure you know what you're doing before you take that step.
Well said. Cliff Inico, give us your website quickly, please.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's for my column, and I also got a wonderful little handout up there on the pros and cons of buying a franchise, which you can download. It's absolutely free. You're not signing up for nothing.
Right.
It's my gift to the
Thank
people
you.
That are thinking about
Thank
who are in transition
that.
Right now.
Check it out. When we come back, I'm going to ask Cliff, is an eBay business a good option for if you've been downsized, if you're unemployed, if you're looking to start a business? Is eBay an option? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.